Well, today is very much a celebration, isn't it?
We're celebrating 50 years of preschool. That's why there's party hats around and there's been a cake with candles on, because we're celebrating. And we're going to think just for a few moments on what makes God celebrate. We can celebrate anniversaries and birthdays and things like that. What makes God celebrate? Well, each week we look at a portion of the Bible together in our services. We're going to do that now. If you've got a Bible, if you're sat further back or want to find the passage we're going to look at, it's in Luke chapter 15. Luke 15 from verse 11. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of people to come and help me. Normally, I'd get the children involved, but because we're live streaming the service, we've got to be a bit careful. So, Luke and Mike, I wondered if you'd come and help me. Is that all right? Can you come forward? I didn't warn you. Wonderful. Mike, if you come and stand on this side, I'm not going to get you to put your heads through the rocket shapes. Not just yet, anyway. Luke, come forward slightly. Wonderful. Now, in Luke 15, from verse 11, Jesus tells a parable. And in the parable, he starts off by saying, there was a father who had two sons, a younger son and an older son. We're going to go that way. A younger son and an older son. Now, the younger son came to his father one day and said, give me my share of the inheritance. Now, you know, that's a really rude thing to say to a father, because we only get an inheritance normally when someone's died. So that younger son wishes his father was out of the way and he could just have his stuff. But you know what? His father said, okay. And he gave him his inheritance. He gave him all the money that the father owned. Well, half of the money, because half of it was going to go to the other son. And you know what that younger son did? He took the money, he gathered it up, and he went off. And I've got some things in here. And he started spending his money. What did he spend his money on? Let's see. Well, he... oh, there's lots of things in this bag. Hang on a minute. Yeah, he spent his money on some sunglasses because he wanted to look cool like everybody else in the sunshine. Does he look cool? Yeah, they think so. And then he spent his money on stuff. Do you want to put those on? He enjoyed listening to music and he spent his money on all sorts. I think you should put them on your head properly. That's better. But he also spent his money on things that would have brought shame onto his family and would have got him into trouble with the police. He started to do bad things, things he wanted to do, but things he really shouldn't have done. But then after a while, he's living a long way away, it became really hot and really dry, a bit like we've got at the moment, and there was a famine in the land. That meant there was no food. And so he had to start selling the things he had. He had to sell his nice, fancy headphones so that he could buy some food. And then he had to sell his nice, fancy glasses so that he could buy some food. And then he got a job. You know, he was so desperate. He got a job feeding pigs. And you know, he was so hungry while he was feeding the pigs. Do you know what pigs eat? Pigs eat things that you'd put in here. Which is disgusting, isn't it? Food waste. Don't eat things out of this bin. These are the things that we throw away. But he had to eat them. I'm not going to make this up. We won't make him eat them. That would be cruel, wouldn't it? But he was desperate. He was sat with the pigs. He was sad. He was wondering what he was going to do. He knew that he'd brought shame on his family. But he suddenly came to his senses and thought, you know what? Even the servants that my father has are treated better than I'm living now. And so he thought, maybe I'll go home and I'll say sorry to my father and I'll ask if I can be his servant. So that's what he did. He went home. He was worried about going home. He thought he might be in big trouble. But you know what? As he got to the hill just near his house, his father saw him coming, and his father started running towards him and had his arms open and received him back. It's too warm for a hug today. Received him back with a great big welcome. And then he got out his best clothes. This is the best I could find. It's a Cheam Baptist Church hoodie. Because he was wearing rags from his time feeding the pigs, and it's a bit warm probably, but it's very smart. He put his best robe on him and put some new shoes on his feet and put a ring on his finger to say he was welcomed back as part of the family, and he threw a big party. People were wearing party hats and playing music and dancing. The father celebrated because his son had come home. And as we read through the story, as we read through the parable as Jesus tells it, we realize that this is when God celebrates. See what's on the screen for those who can read it? God celebrates when bad people come to him. This son had been bad. He'd done bad things. He'd made mistakes, yes, but he'd also deliberately made bad choices. But when he came back to the father welcomed him back. And the father forgave him. And from the Bible, we know this is what God is like. This is why Jesus was telling this story. The father celebrates when bad people come to him. You know, the Bible goes on to say that he sent his son Jesus to die for us. That's what we sung about earlier. And that's how he can forgive us when we've done stuff wrong. And he's ready with his arms open to welcome us back. Now, do you remember the family? There were two sons. There was a younger son. He'd been bad, but he'd come home and his father had welcomed him and they'd thrown a big party. But the older son, he wasn't at home at that time. He was working out in the fields, Jesus tells us. And as he gets near to home at the end of his day, he starts to hear some music. And he starts to hear the sound of dancing. And so he asks one of the other workers with him, what's going on? Well, the other worker tells him, you know, your younger brother, the one that left ages ago, he's come home. And your father's thrown a big party. Well, the older brother, in fact, crossed arms, is perfect. Already in character, he was not impressed. This wasn't fair. You see, the older brother had stayed at home all this time, all these years, and he worked really hard. He was hard working. He did things like fixing things with his screwdriver and sometimes measuring things with his measuring tape. And sometimes sawing things with his saw. And sometimes banging nails in with his hammer. He had so many tools. They're all from preschool, I know. I'll put them back afterwards, I promise. Well, because the older brother used to use these things, he worked hard. Can you see that he's sweating? He'd worked so hard that day. I think probably we should get him a drink, shouldn't we, as well? Because he's such a hard-working son. In fact, he worked so hard that one day he got given a certificate for being good. He was the world's best at being good. In fact, Another day, he got given a sticker because he'd been so good. He was hardworking, he was good, and his younger brother, who'd been bad, he'd come home and his father had given a big party. And he's still cross, with his arms folded.
Asking too much,
I'll do it for you. Because it wasn't fair. All this time he'd been good, why didn't his father throw parties for him? So his father came out from the party and came to him and said to him, "My son, you know, you've been with me all this time. All that I have is yours. You could enjoy those things." And the parable ends with the father begging the older son to come back in to the party. And we're left wondering, will he? Because you see, the thing is, this older son, he was a good person, but just like the younger son who didn't want a relationship with his father, he just wanted his stuff, that was also true of the older son. He wasn't really interested in the relationship with his father, he also just wanted his stuff. He'd worked hard and he thought by working hard, surely his father should give him things, like the party he'd thrown for the younger son. And Jesus was telling this parable because there were people sitting around Jesus, the religious leaders, who were muttering and tutting at Jesus, saying, "Jesus, you're hanging out with bad people, sinners." You know, there was a tennis player called Sinner this week at Wimbledon. Did you see that? I thought, we don't use that word anymore, do we? What an unfortunate name for somebody to have. But it means someone who does stuff wrong. And the older son thought, well, I'm not a sinner. I haven't done stuff wrong. And yet, he also wasn't interested in a relationship with his father. He thought he could earn stuff from his father. The religious people thought they could earn stuff from God. And Jesus said, no, this is why I've come. I've come to bring forgiveness to people who think they're good, but don't want relationship with me, to people who are bad and don't want relationship with me. This is why I've come. And God celebrates when bad people come to him and when good people come to him. And I guess we're all a mixture of both, aren't we? We all are capable of doing bad things, things that God wouldn't want us to do. We all sometimes try and do good things and think maybe God will owe us. We've done good things. And Jesus says, no, I've come to die for you, to save you, no matter if you're good or bad. And when we simply come to him and accept his forgiveness, his grace, well, then God celebrates. He celebrates when we come to him.